I dream of a city called glory. So bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, "Holy, the angels all met me there." They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, cried, "Holy, holy." I clapped my hands and sang, "Glory, glory to the Son of
Black Horse Rider, and this notice quickly, the Black Horse Rider, Famine, Total Social Breakdown, and Spirits from Hell. That's the day that's coming under the Black Horse Rider. Don't miss a word of this. Call a friend. I want you to hear, and I want us to wake up to how close we are to the coming of the King. They took me down the streets of heaven. I kind of like that. I like to go on listening, but I'm here to talk with you today on a great subject. The Black Horse Rider, Famine, Total Social Breakdown, and then spirits coming up out of hell and invading this earth. My friend, we really are facing an unusual day. It's an overwhelming hour in front of us, and I don't know about you, but I am excited that I belong to the King. I'm excited to be ready to meet the Lord. I'm excited for the coming of the Master. Now, we're on a new stream today, and it's the same one, of course, that you've been watching, but a new company doing it for us, and I sure hope everything is okay for you. I'll be looking and listening and trying to find you, making sure you're there. Radio or Internet, we welcome both of you. Our phone number, 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. And then do not forget Internet. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Again, that's 704-391-0588. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Well, it's exciting to come to you on this stream. I certainly hope it sounds good to you. I hope that somehow the sound will be even better than it has been, if that's possible. I really can't answer that. But I just know we're glad to be here. We're here to be a blessing to you. There's nothing we want more than to be a blessing to you. The Black Horse Rider. Now, we dealt with the White Horse Rider, we dealt with the Red Horse Rider, and now we're dealing with the Black Horse Rider. Let me read you from the Bible. You know this is right out of the book. I wouldn't be dealing with it if it wasn't. Right out of the holy book. And we see it in the book of Revelation 6 and 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, and that's the third of those seraphims, those great angels, say, "Come and see." And I beheld a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." Now you will notice in verse 6 that the voice of this beast comes from the four beasts. This is the first time that has occurred, and I'm glad that we see that very clearly. Well, I'm getting words from people that I'm there okay. Streaming is fine. Thank you. Oh, I'm excited. This is a new program with a greater reach. It's supposed to reach some of the new, you know, iPhones, things. I can't even name them. I can't keep up with them. Don't even try. But it's supposed to reach them, and so it should extend our audience greatly. And shortly, we'll be on camera. And I can't wait for that. I just feel like when you can see us, it will make it more important to you. And I can be right in your home, sitting in your living room, sitting in your office, wherever you've got your computer, and we can talk together one-on-one, family to family, face to face. And I pray that our blessing to you will be greater. I have a note here that the audio sound is strong. Audio sound, awesome. Hey, I like that. Audio sounds are awesome. Hey, that's good. I knew this was better, you know, newer equipment, newer phase, newer direction. And we're here to bless you. We really are. Now, remember, I want to put a ton of calls today and a ton of emails. I want more calls and emails than I can handle. I always love that. I really do. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then remember the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. That's 33 Truth. I like that. 33 Truth. And email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, from what those first two messages, if you're out there and you're hearing by internet, you send me your opinion, okay? If it sounds better to you, I want to hear it. If it doesn't sound as good to you, I want to hear it. I want to hear from all of you out there, from one end of my listening audience to the other. I want us to be a blessing to you. Now, we're dealing with that Black Horse Rider. We couldn't get the computer, the copier to work here today, so I don't have notes that I would normally have. I'm sorry for that, but that's okay. I preach without notes all the time, believe me. And I can do a radio program without the notes. Now, we're talking about total social disorder. You understand what this Black Horse represents? Total social disorder. It represents death, which has continued from the last week, the Red Horse Rider. And now we're adding to that such social disorder as is in, excuse my throat here, as is indescribable. There is no way for me to describe to you the kind of social disorder that we are going to see. It is no ifs and ands about it. I promise you that. And I want you to understand and prepare yourself for what's coming and make sure you miss it by going in that rapture. Nothing is more important than that you go in that rapture and that you miss this and be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. I just can't think of anything more awesome than to go up in that rapture, to hear and be with the Lord and all the great saints of God. What a day that's going to be. I wouldn't miss it for nothing in this world. Nothing in this world. And I want to be with Him. But I want to miss what's coming. And there's nothing wrong in you having a burden to miss what's coming. You need a burden to miss what's coming, because that's how awesome it is really going to be. It's going to be awesome as sure as I'm sitting here. And I want you to be ready to miss it by living right and being ready and to go with the Lord Jesus when he comes. To go with the Lord Jesus when he comes. Now, we've got the Black Horse Rider. We understand now how important that is. And that's an old ugly, ugly situation. Total social disorder. The destruction of all authority. The destruction of all authority. These four horsemen represent the complete failure of human control. It will be a world without order. Every man or woman will be their own authority. The idea that there are no rules or moral standards will finally reach its ultimate end. And mankind will be like the animals of the forest. Can you understand that? The mankind, the humankind, will be like animals of authority. Now, for years, you've heard the social disturbers as they've tried to create an atmosphere of relevance, that everything is relevant, that nothing is right, nothing is wrong, everything's okay, as long as you don't hurt somebody else. Well, that whole idea of relevance will have reached this ultimate, except it will end in human beings being more like animals than being like human beings. And I'm telling you, that darkness is coming, and it's coming in a hurry. Now, Satan has always sought to create a world where it would be absolutely without any rules, any restrictions, any no-nos. Everything's okay. See, Satan's world of demons is also a wilderness of terror. Have you ever read the story of some person who wanted to be used by familiar spirits? They wanted to be fortune tellers, or they wanted to be able to conjure up the dead, or they wanted to be able to do something that was in the metaphysical world of Satanism, and they would seek that, and they would go after that. Well, I've read some of their stories, and they will tell you that the demons that they have to deal with are literally out of control. That the demons are laboring and fighting with one another. It's actually a pathway through hell to become a witch or a wizard. A pathway through hell. Well, what I'm trying to tell you now, if you'll listen carefully, is that's what it's going to be like after the rapture. It's going to be like walking through the pathway of hell. This very earth on which we now sit or stand or ride, whichever, is going to be like a pathway through hell. Now, I don't know whether you understand that or not, but I really want to try to help you. It will be a simultaneous famine all over this globe at one time. Can you imagine the terror of a simultaneous famine? From one end of the world to the other, when the multitudes of people, they're out of control to start with. Now they're starving to death. There will be no stopping their destruction. You couple this with all kinds of natural disaster, the Antichrist throng of wicked people killing anyone that names the name of Jesus Christ. My dear friend, we're talking about order in a way that is plain overwhelming. We're talking about order in a way that is plain overwhelming. I want you to understand that, and I want you to prepare your heart, if you will, prepare your heart to be ready for this day of the coming of the Lord. Now, we open the lines, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. We want your questions. We want your remarks. We want to hear from you. Here's a call, an email from Texas, much clearer. Our family had a chorus of awesome. Hey, that's wonderful. Very exciting about the coming camera edition. Thank you so much, Elaine. Isn't that great? Awesome sound. Is everybody out there hearing a better sound? I mean, that's wonderful. I didn't really give a lot of thought to that. I knew it would probably be better, but let me hear from you all over the one woodwork now. Everywhere you are, email me or call me, and let's talk together. Let me open the lines, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And here's what I'm going to give you today. I'm going to give you a CD sermon. This one is very important. The name of it is the apostasy apostasy, absolute proof that Jesus Christ is soon to appear. Now note that name of that sermon, apostasy. Absolute proof that Jesus Christ is soon to appear. I preached this last Sunday morning. Remember, I announced it. Well, it is now available on a CD, and I'm going to give it. It's also available on DVD, but I'll need you to help us with a little bit on that. But a CD, you can order a free copy. Simply pick up your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Now grab your phone quickly. I want to hear from you immediately. Don't want to waste any time. We're here together. We're here to enjoy ourselves. The ladies are here to answer your phone and send you the special gift, okay? Do it quickly, will you? 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, let me tell you, I think our phones are working. We only have the answer service available. A storm ran in our building last Tuesday night during a big, heavy electric storm here in Charlotte and just fried our phone system. Fried our phone system. All we got working right now is you can call on these lines. And we got that done, temporary. And next week, we've got to put in a new system. And so today, I am asking my radio audience to help me pay for it, $3,000. And I need numbers of you to help me. There's people out there that love this program, and you're going to be so thrilled when it's on camera. And I think you're going to be more ready to give your donations to help us. We've always operated on a shoestring. I mean, always. We've never had money in the treasury. We've always paid our radio bills, just tough to pay them regular and sometimes late. Now, I want to hear from you, and I want you to help me today by helping me purchase this new phone system. That will really make the sound better. I mean, it really will, especially for the callers, to have a brand new phone system, $3,000, and I'm believing the Lord to give me enough people today on this radio program to help me purchase that. So grab your phone and call Miss Chambers or our helper, whichever is answering, and they will help you today to make your gift. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. The phones must start ringing now so we can talk with you and we can be a blessing to you and we can have a great program together. Now, let's talk about this black horse rider. This black horse rider. Let's talk about famine on a worldwide scale. The food chain. Literally disrupted to the point that nobody on the face of this globe, unless they are a thief and they're stealing from other people, can have enough to eat. Can you imagine a world of people who are starving to death? I don't know whether you ever been on the internet and looked for pictures of people who are starving, but I'm here to tell you, it's an overwhelming sight. It really is to see people who are nothing but skin and bones. I did that this week, and I'm telling you, it's frightening. It is utterly frightening. It is absolutely frightening. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
I'm trying to order the free CD he was just talking about.
Yes.
Sermon on it.
You want to order that? Hey, are you there? Listen to me now. Don't listen to the radio. You give that order to the ladies. Are you there?
I'm here.
Do you have a question for the radio program?
I do have one now.
Okay, let me try to answer it. What is your question? Go ahead, quickly.
When I talk to her, will I still be on the radio?
You are on the radio, ma'am. They're hearing you right now. Do you have a question? Well, I guess I scared her to death. I thought she knew she was on the radio. Help me, ladies. Don't send them in here unless they want to talk to me. I don't know how that happened, but that can happen. It was on hold, and I grabbed it, and maybe I shouldn't, but grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. You are important. Call back, dear lady, and the ladies will answer, and they'll be glad to send you the free gift. Please call back. Wouldn't want anybody to miss that. I am excited. Let me tell you about this sermon now. This sermon, Apostasy, Absolute Proof That Jesus Christ Is Soon to Appear. I put this sermon on internet on Tuesday evening of this week. That's 3.5 days ago, and I checked about 1210 and 697. That's 697 people had tuned in to that sermon. 697 now in 3.5 days. There were 34 from Australia. There was 27 from South Africa. There was 25 from the United Kingdom. There was 22 from Canada. There was 39 countries had listened to that sermon in 3.5 days. Now, when you give money to this ministry, I want you to think of that. When you give money to this radio ministry, I want you to think of how many people heard one sermon in 3.5 days, and it will be there for weeks and weeks and months and months, and hopefully even after Jesus comes. And what an audience I've had. 697 in only 3.5 days. Now remember, 3.5 days. I didn't put it up till Tuesday evening, late, 5-something, approximately 5 o'clock. It's now a little after 1 o'clock, and it's been a little over 3.5 days and 697 people. I love the fact that 34 of those was in Australia. Now, many of these represent families who listen together. Some represent prayer meetings where people use the audio for a prayer meeting. Some represent Bible studies on Wednesday night, maybe at church or in somebody's home. I don't know how many people, and then many people put it on their material, well, all the words, so they only click one time, and then they copy it and put it on their web page, and that gets many, many more that I have no idea who they are and how many of them there are. I'm just glad we're preaching this word to a multitude of people, and I'm going to do it more than ever. You watch my word. You just help me out, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please?
I just had a little bit to share with you. I have been in Africa within the last 6 months.
Okay, in Africa.
My wife and I. And it is so refreshing to see these, some of them are even malnourished, black believers, our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Over there. And what a wicked nation this country is. The apostasy that is in the pulpit, you open the newspapers and they're promoting interfaith and Hindu temples and all this other stuff, and just to think that they are shaming us. We were told in the scriptures about how Paul was preaching to his fellow Jews to make them envious of Gentile Christians, and these believers overseas, these people, poverty-stricken nations, are showing the us fat Americans up for what we really are.
Is that amazing that here we are going after killing every baby we've got, going after same-sex marriage, such blasphemy against the name of Jesus, evil beyond measure. I heard this week about a church over in Gastonia. It used to be an old-fashioned Pentecostal church, and they had a Valentine party last Saturday night in which they had people acting out the music of Elvis Presley, acting out the music of, what was that pedophile little fella that died some time ago? Want to say his name and didn't come out. Michael Jackson. They had people absolutely acting out the music of the worst entertainers that America has ever had in an old-fashioned, used-to-be old-fashioned church in Gastonia. I mean, I could call the name and the name of the preacher, but I don't want to do that. I'm going to give him a chance to repent.
Early one morning, a gentleman took me out. He was a layman. He's a chef, actually, by trade. He had barbecued a goat. He took me out, and so we sat down. It was not really that hot where we were at, and it's their equivalent to the winter. He sat down with me, and he says, my father lived to be 90, and he said, the average person in our country, the mortality rate is, you know, you usually die before you're 60. And he said, but my father lived to be 90. He said, he taught me everything I know about the Bible. I sat there and shut my mouth, and he said, let me tell you what's wrong with your country. He said, I know about your country. He says, the people in the church and out of the church do not know anything about the Bible.
Yep.
Very ignorant. And he says, your young people, they live together because they don't know that that's wrong. He says, they don't know that homosexuality is wicked and it's a sin condemned by God. And he went on and on. I said, brother, you're telling me the truth. I said, I as an American have to sit back with wilted ears and listen to you because you're absolutely telling the truth. You all are ministering to us now. Our country is so apostatized. It's so wicked. You can't tell anybody about it. They are almost in a state of euphoria over all this garbage that's going on.
Hey, I believe that's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
I believe God's going to give us revival. When I look at how many people have listened to last Sunday's sermon on internet in 3.5 days, I mean, nearly 500 of them were in America. 697 altogether, other countries, 39 different countries, and it's growing like a weed. And I think when we own camera, it will multiply. I really believe that. I believe God's opening the door, and here you hear a new sound. Does the sound sound better today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, so it's brand new equipment reaching all kinds of phone technologies that we couldn't reach in the previous streaming. So I know God's doing something, and I am excited about it, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I want a revival. I'm looking for revival tomorrow. I'm preaching tomorrow a message that God has poured in my heart, the miracle of forgiveness. The miracle of forgiveness. And I am so excited. Been on my heart 2 weeks. And you go to look into that Bible from Calvary all the way down to each one of us as individuals. There is no miracle greater than that capacity to forgive. And it begins with the cross.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, I love you, friend.
Thank you.
Call us quickly out there, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. You can call the local number, 704-391-0588, and you can send an email by your computer, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, don't wait around any longer, okay? Please don't wait around. Where are my regulars now who normally send me good messages, good questions? I want to hear questions about this famine. I really want to hear. I'm telling you. Now, listen to me. When you think about this Black Horse Rider, you think about the clarity of what is going to happen. You see, the scripture is extremely clear. I mean, you can't read this book and not see what I'm talking about. Let me read you a quote out of my book on the masterpiece. This is a quote from my book. The darkness, as revealed in this seal, is now reaching the pandemic stage. This third cherubim cries, come and see. And what we see is sheer horror. The horse is black, showing the symbol of hellish blackness descending on this earth. The rider of this horse has a scale or a pair of balances in his hand, suggesting a famine on a total scale. Now we see all four of the cherubims together, and one cries out with a mournful cry of coming drought, crop failure, starvation, and death. The insanity that follows the disaster of starvation and famine is impossible to describe. Never has there been such a worldwide famine at the same time. To even consider the kind of beastly human behavior during a worldwide loss of the food chain is terror. Let me read that again. To even consider the kind of beastly human behavior during a worldwide loss of the food chain is terror. Actually, this opening of this seal is closely associated with the release of demons out of the pit of hell. Now, let me describe something. The lines are open. I'm waiting for your call, okay? Don't want to miss anybody. We're here just for your good and your benefit. But grab your phone or grab your mouse and let me hear your question. Do that quickly with me. And while you're doing it, let me try to show you something. You see, there's always been this chasm between the earth and hell. And the Bible forbids a man or woman to communicate with the dead. I mean, it is one serious blasphemy to communicate with the dead. But now, as judgment comes and this black horse comes forth to ride through the bowels of the earth, the powers of hell are released on the earth, and that chasm, that great distance between the earth and hell suddenly disappears. It's over. And out of hell comes demon spirits. I mean dark demon spirits that have no desire or purpose but destruction. They only come to destruct, to destroy. They only come to do damage, to kill, steal, and kill, and wound. I mean, it will be hell on earth. You've got to understand that, and you've got to prepare for that. You see, Scripture teaches us clearly that this abode of the wicked dead is in the heart of the earth. And that when he opens that up, they will come out of there in hellish numbers. Let me read you what Jude said about that. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved. Now notice this. He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. He's reserved them. They have festered. They have become more wicked by the moment. They have moved among each other in hatred and despite and damage to each other. They are there in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal death. Let me tell you, a woman will be absolutely impossible to go into a restroom in a public place, because you can expect that you will be raped by some lesbian. You will be raped by some lesbian. You won't be able to send your sons into a bathroom in the Lowe's store or in a restaurant, because you know if they go in there, there's going to be somebody watching, and they're going to be ready, and the violence will be indescribable. The rape and carnage, I don't have the words for it. The Bible says, for if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Now, you see, many people don't understand this. They talk about, you know, going in the rapture after the tribulation. They talk about going to in the rapture in the middle of the tribulation. You don't know what you're asking for, friend. These horses that ride forth are the very beginning of the 7 years, and their activity never ceases. I'm telling you, it never ceases. You see, out of the seven seals will come seven angels with trumpets, and the last of the trumpets will bring forth seven angels with seven last vials of plagues. So it's seven on top of seven on top of seven, and none of the first end. It just all continues and builds to a crescendo. I mean, it builds to a mountain of anger and a mountain of furious treatment of human beings. You just don't understand. The world don't understand what is about to happen. And I'm here to try to tell you. I'm not here to scare you. Not in the least. I don't want to do a thing but help you understand what a dark hour we are living in. I mean, we're living in a dark hour, and you just don't want nothing to do with this wickedness that's coming. You want to so live and so walk before God and so conduct your life that you won't be here. Now, I'm waiting on your calls. I'm waiting on your inquiries. What is your question? Anybody have a question? You have any disbelief of what I'm saying? Do you understand it? Do you understand how vile it is? Are you getting the message? Are you getting the message? I pray that you will. I really do. All right. 704-394-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The lines are open. Call quickly. Remember the toll-free number if you're from Canada or anywhere across America, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The lines now need to be busy. I'm looking to you to grab a phone and get right involved with me with your question. And I want to give you now this special sermon. This really is a special sermon. Apostasy. Absolute proof that Jesus Christ is soon to appear. Apostasy, absolute proof that Jesus Christ is soon to appear. You'll get a free CD. You don't have to pay a penny for it. I want to give it to you. I'd like to send out 100. I really I really would, because I need to shake you up and get you ready for the coming of the Lord. I really am hungry for that. I don't know how to say it any more forcefully. I am hungry for that, and I want to hear from you. So grab your phone. The lines are open. Grab your mouse. Send the message. Not one question yet so far. A statement by a dear lady on the sound, but no questions by email in the, most of the time anymore. I can have more than I get to answer, and I like that, but I want to hear from you. You are important to me. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Actually, I was just calling. I wanted to support what you were saying. Sorry that I don't have a question.
That's okay.
I'm a licensed beekeeper within the state, and I was going to support what you said about world hunger. And the bee colony around the United States, around the world, they're seeing a sudden collapse in bee colonies. They can't explain it. And, of course,
I've been reading some of that. I didn't get into the details. Tell us the details of these collapse of the bee colonies.
Yeah, actually, these colonies, they're instead of like a swarm where just half of your beehive would leave, what they're seeing is they're seeing the entire hive disappear. We don't know, experts don't know where the bees are going or why this is happening. I was a small-time beekeeper. I had six hives. Five of them I lost to the colony collapse, and one of them I actually lost just to natural diseases. But without the pollination, without the bees that can pollinate, over 80% of the crops, probably headed toward 90% of crops raised on such a large scale, is done through pollination of the bees.
Yeah, I understand. The pollination of the bees is absolutely imperative. And for a total collapse of the whole bee world would be an utter disaster to food.
Yes, sir, it is. And I think we're seeing that happen. I think we're seeing the end times draw near as a result, just evident of what's going on with our bees right now.
Well, I did notice that. I have not made any comments. I have had a couple of hives. I think I still got one. I've been looking for somebody to take care of them for me. Do you live in Charlotte?
Just outside of Charlotte. I live in Belmont.
But you've lost all of yours now. How many years have you been doing it? That doesn't. I mean, you sound like you're an authority, and yet you lost your bees.
Yes, sir. I've lost. I only had six. I've lost five. I've been keeping bees for about 5 years. A good friend of mine had 35 hives, and he is down to probably seven right now.
And they just leave. They just disappear.
They just disappear. There is nothing inside the hive anymore. The bees are gone, and there's no explanation for it.
Well, I know that is possible, but for it to happen on that big of a scale, have anybody been able to chase and find where there may be a hive in a tree somewhere, in a hollow somewhere?
No, sir. That's what I'm saying. That's the big scare with what is going on with this, and why there's an ongoing study about it, because it's a big concern to the agricultural world.
Well, please stay in touch with this program and listen on a regular basis and share with us when you find out what they say is happening. Now, you know this is happening to whales. It's happening to sharks. It's happening to seals. It's happening to all the birds in the sky. It's happening to cows and horses and goats and sheep and all the animals. It's happening on a worldwide basis.
Yes, it is.
I did a study of that just a few weeks ago and laid out a look at that. And it's scary. It really is scary.
Yes, it is.
The coming of the Lord's at the door, brother. Now, hang in there. I want to send you this sermon as a free gift.
Thank you, sir.
All right, stay right there, ladies. Will you grab that on line one? Please grab line one. And you are on the air. Well, call us out there. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800 now, 338-7884. Let's go to an email message here. All righty. Let me see if I can read it. Did you see the drawing of a former captive of the evil leader of North Korea posted on Fox News this week? No, I did not. How the one that we, that we, how how the ones that are found with a Bible are Christians are being arrested and tortured could not help but weep and pray. Thank you very much, Sheila. Wow, I didn't see that. Did anybody else out there see this? Where in North Korea, they found people who had been killed who had Bibles in their hands. That sounds like what's going to happen on a worldwide base. I guess you know that, don't you? We're going to see things like we have never seen before. Hang on there, sir. They'll be with you in a minute, okay? Line one, ladies. Anybody there? Are you there? Are you there, sir? All right, he's gone. I guess something happened there. Give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Now, you can hear what we're talking about, the Black Horse Rider. You can hear the total social disorder that's coming. You can hear the famine that's going to be on a worldwide scale. You can see the loss of animals, the loss of birds, and now the loss of bees. And I had not dealt with that before. Simply, I did read about it, but I didn't know how big it was. But now that's one. A man had 37 hives. He's down to 7. Here's a man who had 5. And if I understood right, he doesn't have not even one left. Not even one. That's an overwhelming picture. It really is. You on the air, may help you please. You on the air, may help you please.
I was just calling to get your...
All right, you hang right in there. They'll be with you in a moment. I'm sorry. God bless you. Hey, what line one, ladies? Hey, grab the phone, my friend, and call us. We want to be a blessing to you. It is our desire. We want to wake you up. We want to get you ready for the coming of the Lord's what I want. I want to get you ready for the sounding of that trumpet. Hallelujah. What a day that is going to be. Now, what I want to do while I'm waiting here on calls, and I've got one waiting on me. Let me take that first, and then I will come back to this scripture. Turn your Bible to Jude chapter 1, and let me read you something in a moment. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
I'm still on hold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were was a new caller. Hey, grab line one, ladies. Line one, ladies. Line one, ladies. Help this dear lady. They got her. You call quickly now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. It looks like we're getting a lot of calls for the sermon CD. Apostasy. Absolute proof that Jesus Christ is soon to appear. I really want you to have that. And this week, I am going to send out an email. This will be a sermon. Not there'll be a print sermon, not an audio sermon. But I'm going to send out an article that I have written on apostasy, the Jesuit priest, and the NIV Bible. Apostasy, a Jesuit priest, and the NIV Bible. That's going to be the name of it. And I'm here to tell you, you've got to take time to read it. It's kind of extensive. I did hours and hours of research to put it together. And I want you to read it, and I want you to learn just how apostate the NIV Bible really is. And I want you to see the fingerprints of a Jesuit priest. Now, there's nothing more vicious than a Jesuit priest. They have always been the SS troops of the Catholic Church. If there's any such thing as SS troops in the church world, it would be Jesuit priests. And I promise you, you will shatter, you will shake with this article. And if you're not on our webpage, if you're not email, you're not connected to our email, you need to get connected today. Now, you can go into the system and put yourself in. If you can't do that, you send it to us, and I'll have our secretary to put your email in for you, okay? Now, you need to do that immediately, because that will probably go out Tuesday. Don't play with it. Send your email. You can send it to me, jrc@paulcreek.org. You can send it to secretary@paulcreek.org, okay? We will do our best to help you. We know what's coming. We see it everywhere we look, and we want to keep you abreast to know what is happening. Here's an email, Matthew 24:10-11. Matthew 24:10-11. Let me read that to you. I love what this blessed old book says. I want you to know that. I love what this blessed old book says. And here it is. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Boy, what a scripture. That scripture will move your soul. And it's very important on forgiveness. If you haven't forgiven everybody that's ever offended you or hurt you, I would suggest you do it today. Don't even wait another hour. I mean, you forgive. I don't care what anybody says or does to you. You forgive them. Don't you carry no grudge. Don't you carry some old strong, ugly feeling. I promise you, you can't afford to do it. You can't afford to do it. If this country really believed what judgment was coming, clearly stated in Revelation, this country would be a different place. I pray that we can once again be a God-fearing nation. Thank you, Jessica. Yes, I pray that too. And listen, we're getting a camera for this open Bible dialogue. We already have an audience all over the world. I just told you a while ago about the sermon that I put on the internet Tuesday evening. About 697 people have already visited that sermon. 39 different countries. I love that. Australia come in at the top after America with 34, and South Africa with 27, the United Kingdom with 25, Canada with 22. I'm not going to be happy until it's 1,000 from those countries each. I really am not. I want to see us touch this globe and bring men back to God. Are you with me, friends? Are you willing to help me? Now, if you're willing to help me, get out your checkbook right now. If you don't use checks, then get out your card and call the ladies and tell them you want to give $1,000. That's probably a businessman out there who could easily give $10,000 to put this ministry at a little more ease and to give us a fresh start. Would you help me? I'm calling on every one of you. I told you earlier that the storm that came to Charlotte on Tuesday night fried our telephone system. I mean, it fixed it. And we got enough going to be on a phone today, and we're going to hopefully put in a system next week. But I got to have the $3,000 before I put the system in next week. And so I need you to call and help us. Don't quit when the program goes off the air. The ladies will stay here to answer your call and to take your gifts if you desire to help us. I've never been a beggar. I will never get a penny from radio ministry. It's not to give me money. I don't want it. I just want to get the message out all over this globe. That's my burden. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Oh, thank you very much. Brother Chambers, I have to tell you, I listen to you every now and again.
You need to start listening regular. You know that.
Well, I'm a busy man, and
I understand.
I'm going to say I don't agree with everything you say, but it's not in a bad manner. I agree with the fact that I think we live in a society where people don't understand the sacrifice of being a Christian, and unfortunately, I'm just making a comment. People think that I make a little confession and I'm on my way to heaven, and I like the way that you really present the gospel and tell the truth the way it is.
You got to be born again. And if you're born again, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things become new. That's what the Bible says.
And that's correct. And not only that, and I think in America we don't grade ourselves, or not grade, we don't use that as a standard. We think, again, that we make a little confession and everything is okay, but we don't understand there was no, they weren't born again. They just came down and repeated the prayer that someone told them to say.
You know, even liberal preachers are saying that probably 95% of the church world has never been born again. Even the liberal preachers are saying that. And not long ago, the Christianity Today that's become very liberal, they were decrying the biblical ignorance that just floods America. And nothing has played a part of that like these crazy Bible versions that are just not rooted in the truth.
Yeah, that's correct. I have two other comments, questions, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
There's I heard a little comment earlier about a gentleman saying that he had been to Africa, and he said something about his the black belief also standing with them. And I just like to make I'm actually black, and I just like for the listeners to understand that as soon as you start putting a color like that, you you say that we're different. And to try to drop that to where, you know, God sees us all as a human race, and we can become closer and reach other people when we stop putting a color to it. Because as a black man, when I hear that, I think of someone else as being the standard, predominantly in the white race. So that's something we need to get away from, and I'm glad that I had the outlet to say that.
Well, you certainly got privilege of saying it. I think I disagree with you, because I think being black is just as honorable as being white. God's totally colorblind. And that brother, I know him good enough to know he meant no offense. Sometimes I say the word black, speaking of a black brother that I really love. I love to be respected by black brothers because that kind of thrills me. I feel like I'm helping to blend the society so that we all do see the Bible from a simple viewpoint.
Well, again, like I said, sometimes we don't agree. But and I don't think you meant any harm. And I
absolutely not, brother. I've never been prejudiced. It just ain't in my system.
Okay. Well, and then I do have a question, because I am in the Indian Trail area. You said something about the Lowe's in Huntersville. Where is that located? Because that has the
Lowe's. I didn't say Lowe's in Huntersville, did I? I didn't. That must have run something together. I don't think there is a Lowe's in Huntersville. I was just talking about a Lowe's anywhere. I wasn't putting down Lowe's. I was using that as an illustration that after that rapture, you don't want to send your kids to a bathroom somewhere where you not go in there with them.
Oh, I thought I heard you say on an earlier show that there was a Lowe's that had a restroom.
No, that's over here at Belmont.
Belmont, okay.
That's right off of 85 between the two Belmonts, North and East Belmont.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I left that area not long ago, and thank you, and God continue to bless you, and please continue to...
Let me send you the sermon today as my gift, would you?
Yes, sir.
All right, you hang right on. The ladies, let me make sure I get the right information here. Ladies, line one, and you hang right there, sir, and I am grateful for your call. And I want to tell you, I don't care what color a man's skin is, we're brothers, okay?
That's right.
God bless you. Hold on now. Ladies, grab that phone if you would, line one. Line one. Now, listen, here's the email. I want to hear from you. We got about 10 minutes. The lines can be busy. That's what I want. I want your blessing, too. I want your help. I want you to help me with this cost. I want everybody listening to me to do something to help me with this sound system. I need that sound system for this radio. It's a miracle that we got this thing where we can be on radio today. I'm here to tell you. And I've got a man giving me a really great price. AT&T had wanted $6,000 for a new system, and I got one coming for $3,000, and I got to have money to get it paid for, okay? So I need to hear from many of you. Don't you, when the program goes off the air, that's when a good time for everybody to call, and we'll stay here. If the line's busy, you just keep calling till you get through, okay? Be very important. Here, Pastor, do you think that all the billions of U.S. tax dollars in the United Nations has helped feed the poor worldwide? Yes, I do. I think there's been a lot of good money that's helped to feed a lot of poor people. Now, I also think great amounts of that has been stolen by crooked politicians, by crooked workers. We're living in a day when our world is full of crooks. Full of crooks of every description, and I'm promising you that much of that goes, or at least a good percentage of it, does get rooted off and used and even sold by crooked politicians. We got a world that you got to watch everything. I mean, like Reagan used to say, trust but verify, and everything we give ought to be verified. And I'm afraid nothing in government gets much verification. So you're partly right, but probably partly wrong, my dear friend. I just wish it could all be better, don't you? And it will be in the millennial kingdom. In the millennial kingdom. And you on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you?
Just let me turn the radio down so I can hear you.
Okay, please. Got to turn that radio down. Now go ahead.
Okay, please.
You got to turn that radio down.
Okay.
Now go ahead, dear lady.
Okay, I was sitting here listening to you was talking to the lady about her beehives.
Yes.
And you said you had some, you know, to hear once you find out what happened to her. Even as y'all was talking, I was thinking about something that I had read, and I read it to you. It says bears, B-E-A-R-S, are fond of honey, and they will rip apart beehives or the nest of wild bees to get at it. They're long.
Oh, you say that deers are doing it.
A bear, B-E-A-R.
Oh, a bear, yes, a bear will do that.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if what happened here. Yeah.
No, this is not what happened, because a bear would do it. He would tear that hive apart. I mean, he would knock the top off, and he'd turn it over, and he'd get it all spilled out and eat in it. But this is not what's happening. They just go into a perfectly looking beehive that's been full of bees, and they open up the door, and there's not one left. They're gone, and they're just disappearing.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm glad you called, though. Hey, let me give you a gift for calling. Hang on there and let the ladies help you, okay? Stay right there, line two, ladies, line two, and give us a call, my friend. We're here to be a blessing to you. We really are. We're here to be a blessing. You are, ladies, I'm sorry. I picked you up again. You hang on, okay? Are you there?
Okay.
Wait on the ladies. Line two, ladies. Line two, ladies. Now, give me a call. I want to hear from you. I don't want to miss one question out there, okay? Very, very important. Very, very important. And I'm amazed at how many emails I get during a radio program that have nothing to do with the radio program. I mean, they're just people trying to sell. Oh, they are everywhere, aren't they? Very, very important. And they've got to make a living. I'm not being mad at them. I just get tired of so many spams on my telephone. I'm sorry, on my internet. A friend, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. We're here to be a blessing to you. I've told you earlier, the gift today, very important gift, a CD sermon. This is my sermon last Sunday morning, and the name of the sermon is Apostasy, Absolute Proof that Jesus Christ is Soon to Appear. And I want to give it to you. And all you got to do is grab your phone and call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Or call the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I really do want to hear from you. I really do want to hear from you. Well, we are here to be a blessing. If we can bless you, we will do it. We have many wonderful sermons and so much great material, and we love sending it out and blessing people. I do want to send you this sermon. I mentioned that sermon was put up on the internet 2.5 days ago, 3.5 days ago, Tuesday, late Tuesday, and it's already had 690, and this was 12:10, 697 people have gone to that sermon. 39 different countries have clicked in and gone to that sermon. And so when you give to this ministry, you are helping spread the gospel around the world. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, when you help me buy this telephone system, whatever you give for this ministry, paying radio costs, or whatever you have to help us pay, you understand you are blessing people that will do their best to bless you back and bless the world. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
Read Isaiah 62:1, at least in part, and it goes, "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest." Now, we are trying to divide Jerusalem, the entire world is, and that's why we're on the verge of Psalm 83, in which all of Israel's interior threats get eliminated.
We are definitely in trouble with the treatment of our political people toward Israel, and I agree with you, my dear friend, and thank you so much for sharing that. I don't know how much time, so I'll move on. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. I'm a seminary student right here in Charlotte.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the unadulterated word of God that you boldly preach, and we just thank you so much. I go to Lee University. I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about, in tune with the apostate preaching that and series that you're doing, what do you think about teachers like Creflo Dollar, who's on YouTube saying that those who don't pay tithes ought to get shot. And I'll just take your comment off the air.
No, you stay right there. Clefo Dollar is one of the worst out there. I mean, this name it, claim it crowd, I've really made a mess out of the Bible. All they are out for is big money, and they live like kings in their mansions and drive their big automobiles. Clefo Dollar brags about that stuff. Anybody that will listen to him, they really need to get some help. Now, I believe in tithing. If you don't pay your tithes, you're going to be cursed. I mean, your finances is going to be cursed. Everything you've got that you possess is going to be cursed. The tithe is God's money. If you don't give it, you're stealing it. But you don't give it to Clefo Dollar. You take it to the church where your soul is being fed and where you've got a pastor who cares for you and watches over you. You don't give it to some TV man who's out to live like a king.
Yes, sir.
Is that a good answer?
Yes, sir. I thank you so much for that answer.
And I want to give you a gift, okay?
Yes, sir.
You hang right there. Ladies, line two. Let's give this brother a free gift today. Ladies, line two. Now, this has been a great program. I love every minute of it. I really do. And to me, to do these kind of things is so imperative. Hey, you've got to get in touch with us now. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. Toll free 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I don't want you to miss the program next week either. It is imperative that you hear the program next week. We'll be dealing with the pale horse rider next week. The pale horse rider. You don't want anything to keep you from hearing every bit of that program. I'm talking about something breathtaking that you must understand, and you need to tell your friends, and you need to get good material to help, okay? Grow in the Lord. Go to our internet now, www.pawcreek.org. That's P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K. Email me, jrc@pawcreek.org. Email me now, jrc@pawcreek.org. Keep calling the ladies. Remember, the free gift today is a message on CD, apostasy, absolute proof that Jesus Christ is soon to appear. Next week, the pale horse rider. Remember my need now to get this telephone system, and I need your help. I really do need your help. God bless you. Go in the Lord. Jesus is coming soon, and you don't want to miss it. You want to be ready.
The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, Son of God. Glory to the Son of God. As I entered the gates of that city,